Yes.
Now you can put the phone on speaker.
Now, yes. Now I can hear you. Yes.
Yes.
Now I go to the App Store.
Yes. Now go to the App Store.
Amazon and then space and then?
A as in Apple, A.
A.
N for November, N.
N, yeah.
Y for Yankee, Y.
Yeah.
D for Delta, D.
E for?
D, D for Delta, D.
D.
Then E for, yeah. Edward, E for Edward, E.
Yeah.
S for Sugar, S.
S, yeah.
K, K for Kilo, K.
Which one?
K, K as in Kilo, K, K, K as in K, Kenya. K. Now
yeah.
Confirm me what you typed there, sir.
Any desk.
So it will be Amazon Any Desk, right?
Yeah.
Now search for that and please let me know what you can see.
Which one?
Search, sir. Give a click on search. If you can see search.
Give
a click on search.
I put Amazon Any Desk.
Now search, sir. Give a click on search. Give a click on search.
Yeah.
Now what you can see? Do you see any red
this
and the
white? Right? Compliant wallet, any desk, remote desktop.
Yes, click on that. Any desk, remote desktop. Click on that.
Yeah.
Any desk. Now when you give a click on any desk, remote desktop, you can see a green color bar which says get. Do you see that? Get.
No, I have the download.
Yes, you can see download. Click on download.
Yeah.
Now what you can see?
This is doing the searching. So now it's open.
Now you can see any desk.
Open?
Now do you see any desk remote desktop open?
Yes, it's open.
Tap on open.
Let's open.
Tap on open and then tell me what you can see.
Enter remote address.
Just above that, do you see something which says your address and some numbers are there?
I said that your address is, give me a number, 8406.
Yeah, do you have a piece of paper, sir, so you can write down this cancellation ID on the piece of paper? If you have a piece of paper.
Give me one sec.
Okay, take your sweet time.
Just give me one sec. Yes, 8406444236. Okay, I write down that number.
You written down the number, right? The wait for a second. When I will tell you, you need to tell me the number, okay? Wait.
Okay.
Now tell me the number.
8406444236.
So it is 8406444236, right?
Yeah.
Now wait, sir. When we are going to activate this cancellation ID, shortly you are going to get a verification security warning or a security message, okay?
Yeah.
What you need to do when you're going to get a security warning, you need to go to the very bottom down and you will get to see something which says. Now, if you can see something which says security warning, go to the very bottom down. You will get.
No,
to
not.
Okay, wait for a second. Okay. Do you see security warning right now? Security warning?
Yes.
Go to the very bottom down. Scroll down. Go to the very bottom down.
There's more information. I am aware of the risk.
Yes. You
do
need
not
to
show this warning again.
You need to tick both of the boxes and give a click on accept. Tick both of the boxes. I'm aware of that risk. Don't show
they allow me to. They allow me to only to press one. I am aware of the risk.
Only press on I'm aware of that risk. And give a click on accept. Give a click on accept.
Yes.
Now what you can see?
Then they give me the another number and the American support desk.
Yeah, so you're talking to me so you can understand. Do you see something which says accept one more time? Click on accept. Click on accept.
Yes.
Now when you give a click on accept, you will get to see something which says start broadcast. If you can see start broadcast, click on start broadcast two or three times. When you get to see a countdown start, don't touch anywhere, okay?
Yes.
Now don't touch anywhere, sir. Don't touch anywhere.
I press already stop broadcast.
No, need to give a click on stop broadcast, okay?
Stop.
Okay, listen, sir. Don't do anything. Swipe the screen from bottom to top and go back to your home screen of your mobile, okay? Swipe the screen from bottom to top. One more time, and go back to your home screen.
It took me back to the your address.
Not a problem. You've done very well, sir. Now swipe the screen from bottom to top one more time, and go back to your home screen. Okay.
Okay.
Swipe the screen from bottom to top. Minimize.
On the screen where the A40 is again.
Yes. You are in the right page, sir. You just need to swipe the screen from bottom to top and go back to your home screen where you can see your wallpaper, your date, your time, okay? Do you know how to go back to your home screen of your mobile, sir? Your home screen, your home page like camera.
Yes.
Now open the setting on your mobile. Open setting. Open setting.
Okay.
Now when you open setting, I want you to have a look. You can see something which says display and brightness. If you can see that, display and brightness, click on that.
Display and brightness.
Yes, click on that. Display and brightness. Now when you give a click on display and brightness, you will get to see something auto lock. Click on that auto lock, if you can see that.
Auto lock. Yes.
Yes. And give a click on never. So what we are going to do, we are just going to provide you the security for next 30 minutes so no one can use your personal details, okay? So give a click on never. Give a click on never. Now when you give a click on never, have a look on the very top left hand corner. You can see the arrow is pointing backward. Give a click on that arrow back.
Even auto lock, never auto lock.
Yes, and now have a look on the very top left hand corner. Do you see the arrow is pointing back? Give a click on that back. Give a click on that.
Yes, now, the same screen before.
Yes. Now again you can see the blue color arrow which is pointing leftward. Give a click on that arrow which says setting. Click on that.
In what arrow?
Okay. On the very top left hand corner, you can see the arrow. Yes. Click on that arrow.
Okay, I am in setting already.
Now go to the very top, sir. You will get to see your name on the very top. Do you see that?
Yes.
Click on that. Click on that. Now let me tell you, sir, the order was placed in the name of Mr. Torres, right?
Yes.
Is that name as you can see? And the email ID which was gladys.torres, @bigpond.com, right?
Yes.
So you can understand those are the fraudsters who have all of your details, and that's the reason. Today, they are just trying to make a fake purchase in your name. And also, I will show you the card from where they're just trying to make a purchase, okay? So, do you see payment and shipping? Give a click on that. If you can see payment and shipping.
Yeah.
Click on that. Now, when you give a click on payments and shipping, you will get to see one of your card was attached on your mobile from where this fraudster is trying to make a purchase, okay? Do you see?
Yeah.
Now I want you to go back to your home screen of your mobile, okay? Go back to your home screen.
Yeah, I am in the home screen.
Now, Mr. Torres, as you can understand, those fraudsters is trying to misuse your personal details, your name, your address, your banking details. So what you need to do, you need to simply go ahead and check your online banking that do you see any transaction was made in the name of Amazon for $299, okay? If you can see
yes.
the transaction, please let me know, sir, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Just try to go ahead and check that. When you check that, please let me know, sir, okay?
Well, I couldn't see any.
You don't see the transaction was there?
No.
In the name of Amazon? And do you check all of your accounts, sir? Do you check all of your accounts?
Because that's the only one online I have.
Okay. And let me tell you, sir, we find out there was three bank was connected from Amazon where this fraudster can make a purchase. Let me tell you the banking name. First was the Westpac, the second bank was the Commonwealth, and the third bank was HSBC. So do you deal with any of these three banks?
Any of them? Yes. Give me one second.
Okay. Hi there.
Pero no van a entrar, viejita. Por la fecha, ahí está loco con vos.
You're talking to me, sir?
Hello.
Hi there, sir. Hello. Are you there, Mr. Torres? Hello?
Still there,
Mike? Yeah, Mr. Torres, are you there?
Yeah, but I couldn't pass any debit from Amazon.
Let me tell you, sir, as we talked with our accounts department, we've seen that the transaction is in pending right now. So you logged into your Commonwealth Bank right now? You're in the Commonwealth right now?
Yeah.
Okay, just try to log into your Commonwealth Bank one more time.
Uh, sorry, but I have a visitor here today because I am selling the house. Sorry, I couldn't stay more longer in the phone. Sorry.
No need to worry about that. Just give me your phone. Not more. I will not take a long time. Can you do one thing? Secondly, log into your Commonwealth Bank one more time because we sent you a cancellation request, okay? Now, yes. When you log into your Commonwealth Bank, just check all of your accounts.
Yes.
Check all of it. Now, when you log into your Commonwealth Bank, sir, have a look on the very top. You can see your card on the very top of the Commonwealth Bank. Do you see that?
Yeah, I can see it.
Click on that card and check that. Is all the card details is correct? Is all is correct or not?
Wait. Wait.
Okay, I will let you know how to do that. First, log into your Commonwealth Bank. Give a click on your account, which you have the account. Now, when you give a click on your account, sir, on the very top, you can see the card, the picture of the card.
Yeah.
Click on that card.
What would you like?
Cancel. Give a click on cancel. You can see a Commonwealth Bank logo with a MasterCard where two circles, the red and blue circle.
Yeah, okay. I clicked it already.
Now, if you can see so, give a click on so. And just check that those fraudsters made any changes or not, okay? Give a click on so. S-H-O-W, so. Give a click on that.
Click on what do you say? Sorry.
On the very top, go to the very top, you can see S-H-O-W, show. Do you see that?
Show.
Click on that and check that. Is all the details is correct or correct right now?
Yes.
Now, as I explained you again, sir, like we can see in our Amazon server, there was two or three card bank was attached on the Amazon. One was the Commonwealth Bank and one was this Westpac account and the third was the Beyond Bank. So, do you deal with any of the three banks, sir? Do you deal with that?
I deal only with the Commonwealth most of the time.
Only with the Commonwealth, but why I'm asking Mr. Tourist, we can see that this two bank is also connected to the Amazon. If your Amazon is not safe and secure, maybe those fraudsters can get into your Beyond Bank also, Westpac Bank also. So I just want you to go ahead and check that bank only and don't tell me anything over the phone. If you can see any transaction, please let me know, Mr. Tourist, okay?
Give me one
second. Yeah, and remember, sir, while logging to bank, don't tell me anything over the phone because this call is recorded for quality and training purpose. If you are going to tell me anything over the phone, I'm going to lose my job, okay? Mr. Torres, just go ahead and check it from your side.
Yeah, I am in Westpac at the moment.
Yeah, and don't tell me anything over the phone, sir, when you are logging to your bank, okay?
I'm logging in.
Okay, and just check all of your banking, okay? And you use the Amazon application also, sir?
Yes, yeah, sometimes to order something online.
Okay. Do one thing. First, if you log into your Westpac, I want you to simply log out. Log out from Westpac, okay?
I took out already.
Yes, and check your third bank. That bank also, if you can see any transaction, please let me know. I'm holding the line for you.
No, nothing.
Nothing, right? And do you check your Beyond Bank?
Yeah, just give me one sec.
Okay, just check that.
No, nothing in the.
Okay, not a problem, Mr. Torres. Just wait for a second. Let me check that. Now, what I will do, sir, I will go ahead and submit a report to our accounts department. So, first of all, can you do one thing, sir? Can you simply go ahead and log in to Amazon?
Give me one sec.
Okay. go ahead and simply log in to the Amazon.
I have to.
What I will do, sir, I will help you to simply go ahead and remove the card from Amazon. So you are not going to face any problem in future, okay?
Okay.
So when you are in the Amazon, please let me know, okay?
I am in Amazon already.
Okay, open that. If you can see open, give a click on open.
No, I couldn't.
Okay, if you can see Amazon shopping, just beside that, you can
Amazon
see a beside that, you can see a cloud sign. Give a click on that cloud sign.
I am in Amazon shopping, made easy.
Okay, now you will get to see open, okay? Wait for a second. As you give a click on the cloud sign, it's downloading. When you can see open, please let me know.
Now you see the open button is on.
Okay, if you can see open, give a click on open.
Yeah, I click already.
Now when you give a click on open, you can see something will say sign in securely. Give a click on that, sign in securely.
I click already.
Now, normally how you sign into your Amazon account, do the same thing, sir, okay? Log into your Amazon account and please let me know when you are logged in, okay?
One sec, it bugged me to...
You logged into the Amazon account?
They said deliver to Julio.
Okay, is it your Amazon account?
I think so.
Okay, not a problem. Now, have a look, sir. On the very bottom left-hand corner, you can see a home logo, right? And just beside that home logo, you can see a person logo. Do you see that? A profile sign?
I tried to get at the bottom, but it took me a lot of screen.
Okay, go to the top, sir. Go to the top. I will let you know. Go to the very top. Now have a look, sir, on the very bottom right-hand corner. You can see three bar or three dots. Do you see that? Three bar? Yes. Now on the very bottom you can see orders, buy again, account. Give a click on account. If you can see account, give a click on account.
I click already.
Now you can see something which says your payments. Click on your payments.
Yeah, I click on your payment.
Now you will get to see Amazon
balance.
Yes. Now I want you to give a click on that card which is connected to the Amazon. Give a click on that.
The ASL is appear here.
Click on that.
Yeah.
Now you can see edit. If you can see edit, give a click on edit. If you can see edit, give a click on edit.
I click already.
Now when you give a click on edit, you will get to see your card details and the address from where this fraudster is made a purchase, okay? Do you see that? So you can understand, sir, those fraudsters have all of your details. If they hack your Amazon account, they can get into your wife banking also, and also they can get into your online banking also, right? So what I want you to do, sir, I want you to simply go ahead and remove the card from the Amazon. So give a click on that.
From wallet?
Yes, give a click on remove from wallet. And will you please let me know one thing, sir, if you don't mind, Mr. Torres, as your personal details is hacked, who deals with ANZ Bank and the HSBC? Who deals with that?
Only my wife and myself.
Okay. So first of all, give a click on remove. Give a click on remove. So what happened, sir? Yes, what happened? When you're going to give a click on remove, your card details, your banking details is going to remove from Amazon. And if your Amazon account is going to be hacked, your personal details is going to be safe, okay?
Okay. What about the company? I remove the West Bank, but not the Commonwealth.
Not a problem. The Commonwealth Bank is all removed from our side, okay?
Okay.
No need to worry. Can you go back to your home screen of your mobile, Mr. Torres? And will you please let me know, sir, do you check your ANZ or HSBC? Do you check that also?
The quick one? HSBC. I check the Beyond.
And do you check your okay, do you check your HSBC bank? Can you go ahead and check that bank also? Otherwise, HSBC.
But there is a credit card, I never use it to buy it.
Oh, you never use HSBC, you just have an application. And do you, like you're telling me you can see that there was card attached from ANZ Bank. Do you deal with any ANZ Bank or your wife deal with ANZ Bank?
No, but I can check it now. Okay, I am in the HLB.
Yeah, because Mr. Torres, it's all about your safety and security, okay? Because we don't know what they are trying to use, okay? We need to simply go ahead and block them, and we need to provide you the security, okay? So just check each and everything, sir, so we can help you, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I am in the H.
Log in to HSBC and please let me know. Just log in and let me know, sir, okay? I'm holding the line for you. You logged in, sir?
No, yet.
Okay, I'm holding the line for you.
I didn't accept my password. I don't know why.
Okay. Just try one more time. If it's not going to be happen, simply log out, okay? Just try one more time. And if it's not going to be happen, sir, please log out and try to make it correctly, okay?
Okay, they locked me.
Maybe you put a wrong password too many times, right? Do one thing, sir. Go back to your home screen.
They lock me. Digital security is locked. They lock me because I made two errors.
Okay, do one thing, sir. Log out. Go back to your home screen. I already explained you, okay? Now, I just want your 1 minute, sir. What I'm going to do, I'm going to submit a report to my accounts department. So what is going to be happen, they will gonna cancel the transaction and block all those person and they can refund your money back, okay? So just wait for a second, Mr. Torres, okay? Don't go anywhere. If you want to have a glass of water, you can have a glass of water and just give me 2 minutes so I can submit a report to them, okay?
Okay, no worries.
Okay.
Yeah, tienen directrices
Are you there, Mr. Tourist?
Yes.
Yes. So we just got, we just removed the two cards from the on Amazon, and the rest of the two is just left. So what we need to do, sir, no need to worry about anything. We will simply cancel each and everything, okay?
Okay.
So first of all, sir, first of all, for the verification purpose, as your identity is hacked by some person and they are just trying to steal your details, we just need to submit one more report. Will you please let me know, Mr. Torres, do you have any driving license with you? Do you have a driving
yes.
license?
Yeah, okay. I have.
Not a problem. Is the driving license with you right now, or you need to go and find out?
I have to find it out.
Okay, just go ahead and take your time and be handy with your driving license.
But what do you want my ID?
No, you don't need to give me. You need to submit on Amazon so for your verification, okay? So we can go ahead and we can verify that yes, your account is going to be safe, okay? As
yes.
Your Amazon account is hacked, then you're using your identity. So we are just submitting a verification report to government. So you are the genuine person and you are just trying to get safe and secure, okay? You don't need to give me, sir. No need to worry about that. Just go ahead and take your time and be handy with that ID, the driving license, okay? Take your sweet time.
Yeah, I had the driving license with me.
Okay, now open the camera on your mobile. Open the camera. And take
open
a camera on your mobile and take a clear...
My ID?
Yes, you need to take a clear photo of your driving license from your mobile, okay? The front and the back side of the driving license. Just go ahead and do it from your side.
Sorry, I couldn't give you my ID.
No, you don't need to give me, sir. You don't need to give me. You need to take a clear photo from your phone from your side only, okay? You don't need
to tell me.
I
will call the bank. To cancel all the transactions.
No. The thing is that you no need to give me any of your details over the phone, sir, okay? You're not given any information, sir, okay? Hi there. Oh, bhaiya. So, baby, aake phone kar de. So, baby, aake phone kar de. Hello.
Sorry, wrong. I made a mistake.